Good morning. Some things that have been weighing on my heart. You want certain things for your life and for your family. Things you feel like you should be able to provide, you know, if somebody wants a gift or just something, it could be material or whatever. And you're like, well, you know what? I love them, and if I can provide it, I will. But then you think about it, and it might not necessarily be the right choice, you know, to give them that, because then they'll want more, or you're not giving it because you prayed upon it, you know, and made that decision with God. And I've just been finding lately that I've been losing that communication where I feel like I need to just give everything I have to everybody, and then it makes me feel empty, and then I feel like the people I'm giving myself to, aren't appreciative, or, you know, well, I did that, you know, for you, but, you know, I don't feel fulfilled technically because, I don't know, it didn't feel like it was a spiritual choice. It was just, okay, I'm half in it. You know, my mind's not in it, or my heart's not in it. So that's just been weighing on me. It's just like a self-worth to my family, to my friends. But once I finally realized that, because I knew I had table talk, so you start trying to inner reflect and you start praying, and then it's amazing how you can feel terrible for so long, but then once you start praying and the answers start coming, and it's like, why do I go through these cycles of letting the world tell me what to do or weigh on me, and then as soon as I let the, you know, shut the world out and let the Spirit in and God's voice in, then it's like, what pulled me away from that in the first place? You know, because it feels so much better. I stumbled across, you know, my research in like Proverbs 3, basically the entire chapter attests to that. And I didn't want to read the whole thing because it's the whole chapter, but that's been my reading, is Proverbs 3. Also, Ecclesiastes 4, verse 4, it says, when I observe that most people are motivated to success because they envy their neighbors, you know, you want what they have, or, oh, yeah, we deserve that too. That would make us happy, you know. But it says, but this too is meaningless. It's like chasing the wind. And life feels like that a lot. You're just chasing the wind. You don't even know what you're chasing, and it keeps going without you. But there was one in Proverbs 3 I wanted to read you. It's Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take. And that is exactly the verse that got me on the right track. And the Lord's Supper that really gets me back on track, because in order to take the bread and the wine or drink, it's deliberate. And you have to be giving yourself in order to partake in that. And that's a great reminder. And with that, it just makes everything so much lighter. So just share the meal with me. Thank you.